Well, if you hadn't noticed, the federal budget is one of the main games in town. Of course, you have the chance to see it tonight, but a lot of bits and pieces leaked early, and a lot of areas around the country have got their own priority wish lists. And of course, here at the Hunter, no exception. There is a list of hopes and dreams, if you will, and the CEO of Business Hunter, Bob Hawes, has actually been looking at some of those today. Bob, as always, a good morning to you. And thankfully, from your point of view, you're not down in that lockup where they're locked away and pouring through the gazillions of pages. Leave that for somebody else, yeah?
Yeah, thanks, Mark, and good day. I can imagine how that room's changed over the years. You can imagine back in the 70s and 80s where they would have been allowed to smoke and carry on. And now, technology, fortunately, has made the job a little bit easier in that the minute they release the budget papers, which will be shortly after the Premier, the Treasurer finishes his speech tonight.
And you sir over in the corner, make sure the drinks are filled and the ashtrays are empty.
That would have been it. You could have, it would be a great picture, wouldn't it? A great contrast to what happens now, where it's much more sophisticated, I think, in terms of technology, at least anyway. Yeah.
All right. Now, there are a few things on the wish list the Business Hunter have been having a bit of a look at. And right at the top of the list has always got to be tax. I mean, it's always too complicated. We always pay too much. In terms of tax reform, what would you like to see?
Well, it's been, you know, like it's a broken wheel or, you know, broken record, whatever they say, tax reform. And, you know, we're getting a lick in terms of personal income tax changes, but the tax reform for businesses has been often on the table so many times. And at the moment, you know, where businesses are really doing it tough, it would have been nice to have seen some initiative being put forward there. But, you know, you don't have to talk to, you don't go very far to find an expert that will unconditionally agree that we do need to see that. And measures they keep putting on the table, even this year with the international write-off and things like that, that are tax-related, you know, we're not even sure whether they're going to continue that. And this is at a time where we do need some of those measures to make sure businesses can stay stable so they can keep employing and paying people, which is going to be very important if the economy starts getting rocky towards the end of this year.
Yeah, I really hope we see some movement in that space, Bob, to sort of go against the myth that gets played off all the time that everybody that owns or runs a small or medium business is a billionaire, so therefore they don't need any tax reform. But without these places becoming the engine rooms, plural, we don't have any jobs and nothing else flows down. So, yeah, fair on that. All right, an area I could probably spend all week on, but we won't. Infrastructure. Let's start on the rails here. What do you think? Some funding for the Lower Hunter Freight Rail Bypass. I'll try and say that with a straight face. And the Narrabri Rail Link. What do you reckon? Chances? Dare I even mention the high-speed rail?
I think the high-speed rail will get a lick in the forward estimates so that the new high-speed rail authority can continue to be funded. But we do need them to get on with their assessment and then understand where that project might be prioritised into the future, should it ever be built. The other projects are probably closer to our heart in terms of being realisable, certainly the Lower Hunter Freight Rail Bypass, given now the talk about making more densification along the rail network from Maitland down through Lake Macquarie, at least to help the housing situation. And having that bypass in place would get the freight trains out of that network to make it more manageable. And the restoration of Nail Revive Rail Link, now that the Port of Newcastle has unhinged its impediment in terms of container trade, makes enormous sense, not necessarily now, but certainly within the next 5 to 7 years, so that there's access to that inland rail which has been built to that point. So things that start on the list and we'll be leaving there for some time, I suspect.
All right. Now, in terms of road infrastructure, there are some projects that are well underway. You can't imagine any drop in funding there. The M1 to Raymond Terrace, the Inner City Bypass, to a lesser extent, Singleton. We see the trucks, we see the work taking place there. But what about a bit of certainty a little bit further into the New England, the Musselbrook Bypass and the Mandalong Road project? Because when you can think of that whole big Cedar Mill project down there, plus the housing estates, that small strip of road is going to need that upgrade.
Absolutely. I mean, the Muswellbrook bypass in the planning in its early work stage was taken off the list by Minister King in her announcement before Christmas last year. Didn't actually say it was being cancelled, as were other projects, but they were going to have another look at it, and we want to get that one quickly sorted so that it doesn't come to a stop after the work they're doing now, and making sure that it does get continuing of funding. Same with the Mandalog Road project. The feds had put that money out there, and they were waiting for a response from the state government to prioritise and put it forward. We don't want to see some of the intransigence from where the state government was showing, even though I think they're more willing now, suggest that the feds can defer the funding. That work does need to go ahead as a matter of urgency, and want to make sure that money is still in the budget to be able to do that.
Time's going to get us, Bob, so obviously I'll just put a bullet point on a couple of these. A little bit more certainty around the airport, the Port of Newcastle as well, the John Hunter Hospital. Housing affordability, availability, there's a million ways to slice this, but at the moment it's pretty tough.
Yeah, that's the big one at the moment, really. And we do expect the government, not necessarily to make announcements that will just particularly focus on the Hunter, but generally that we hopefully get some benefit from. Housing is, it's just well documented what problems it's causing. And you and I have spoken before about businesses up here struggling to move people across the region and into the region. It's not going to be solved quickly. And certainly the measures that have been spoken about in the last 48 hours about migration and choking down international students, that's not the problem up here. That might be the case in the capital cities, but that's not driving the distress that we're seeing up here in the regions. It's population growth and other things that happened, movement through COVID. Just an unfortunate situation where we just choked down supply at a time when demand was increasing, considerably. And I'm sure there will be measures in the budget that affordable and assisted housing measures that will relieve the bottom end of the triangle and hopefully keep that property sector moving along.
All right, Bob, with a bit of luck, we can put some liquid paper over the bits that we don't like and get a bit more of the stuff that we will, and make sure that man's ashtray is empty. We'll see how it all pans out, Bob, and I'm sure we'll all be looking at it over the next few days. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks, Mark.
The list of hopes and dreams, if you will, for the Hunter for Budget 2024. And there's some of the list with the CEO of Business Hunter, Bob Hawes.